G'day, day 131, only 4 hours and 35 minutes, and that was after a rest day yesterday in Methven. We are at Coman's Hut, which is an old hut built in 1957, but it's right beside an even older hut, which is falling apart and has some great old sack-lined beds in it that are just... Yeah, you can't even sleep in them, but that was built in 1890, so it's pretty neat. We're in just tussock country overall. It's just tussock everywhere and beside a river, and yeah, we're just going from valley to valley. We got dropped off. Rachel come and picked us up at Lake Coleridge, and we ended up having the rest day in Methven. We restocked, ate lots of food, and happy to be off the trail just for a little bit. And then, yeah, she dropped us off this morning, or it's about lunchtime actually, which is, it's a long drive to get around, and that's something that I see as a bit of a difficulty for anyone that's doing the trail, is actually getting around. So I was lucky to actually, we were lucky to have an organised trip for us, but just getting around in general from Lake Coleridge right to the start of the track again. We were looking at the river from up above. We have no idea of whether we could have actually walked across or not, but yeah. We just looked down at it, wide open expanses, and that's pretty cool, just to see. We started the day over some basic farm area with some cows and bits and pieces, and we went up to the, the saddle, is that Torren's saddle, I think it was, and that, yeah, it took, it was just easy and gentle, really, up, and then over that, it was just wide open plains of tussock, and that's the thing, it's just tussock to look at, but there's something about being in these tussock valleys that are just very inspiring and just gentle. The wind and there was no sun really today, there was a bit of wind and you might hear some of that and just from behind, and we went past our first hut called A-Frame Hut, and it had three bunks, just enough for us, and we were thinking that would have been a lovely stop to actually stop off at. It was very cosy, but we knew we'd just come through because tomorrow we're going to go a little bit further, probably to Manuka Hut, and that's one after Double Hut itself. Lots of huts to go through, as always. Yeah, that's all I can think of at this stage. It's just nice to be walking again. The fact that, you know, days-wise compared to the whole thing, don't have too much to go. It's like 40-ish days overall. Yeah. Still enjoying it though. Very tired. Have a good life. See ya.